It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to this episode of River City 93. I'm your host, as always, Elliot Barr. It's just me, solo, on this one. Recording is pretty late, right after the U.S. Open Cup win. Richmond won 1-0 against Crystals FC, which, by the way, it was a great fan turnout. I didn't get the official numbers of how many people were there, but it was a great fan turnout. Saw a lot of New Jersey there. There's a lot of people there wearing their red jerseys. When I did pull up, I will say this, though, like, it was kind of cool just to be back in the Grand Ole Lady, being back in City Stadium, getting the cheer on the Roos, getting the cheer on the boys and everything. Something that, you know, even though we kind of take for granted sometimes, but it was fun to be back there. Be back in that atmosphere and, just be back amongst friends, cheering on for your local soccer team. But the game, U.S. Open Cup game against Crystal FC, I would say Richmond did a pretty good job of dealing with what they were handed. Obviously, you know, during the game, you're a little bit more frustrated because you want to see more goals, you want to see more clear-cut chances, but I kind of got to watch the game from three different viewpoints. So one viewpoint was in section O. Another one was right, I want to say kind of to the right of the press box, on the main level, just behind the handicap section. I was watching that. And then the third one is, of course, the press box up there. in all three viewpoints, got to give you something different to look at, pay attention to things differently in the game. You know, being in the section O, you're kind of more focusing on the chances they created. Things of that nature. Up top in the press box, you kind of get to look more down and see how things are developing and kind of see the inner workings of the play there. So that was interesting to look at. Overall, I felt like the game was kind of meh. Was it the best game for the Kickers? No. And I think Darren and Neil and all of them will probably tell you that as well. It might not have been the most exciting game, but at the end of the day, they got the job done. I think the most two important things was they got a win, kept the clean sheet, they advanced to the next round of the U.S. Open Cup. So that right there is a win. You know, we're talking about a team that last year went on a lengthy losing streak. We're talking about it in terms, and we're not going to mention it anymore, but to get that win here at home, Neil spoke about it, Darren spoke about it, just how important it was to bring in some of that confidence. And just kind of be on the right momentum, given how things were this past Saturday, coming off of a long road trip against Spokane. First half, Richmond's had a couple of opportunities. Arthur Boussoir, I feel like he's a real good holder for a forward. There was a couple of chances, you could tell there was a few sloppy touches. Play got caught up a couple of times. I remember Neil getting caught in the ball, Fitch, Bill Hart. It kind of just felt like they were maybe just going a little bit too quick. If they slow down those moments, things will happen. Chris Leslie just straight up just stayed in a low block. So it was hard to break them down. I felt like Richmond were trying to poke holes in that. There was one moment each and Aaron pointed out where Christos were like probably right at the top of the 18-yard box and Richmond was trying to work the ball around and they had six players lined on the outside of it. And Nils just dropping back in between trying to pull players out like individually. Trying to create space, but Christos just wasn't budging. And I'm still going to claim this as a Pablo Jara assist until I hear otherwise, but I might still call it a Pablo Jara assist. Right before halftime of it, Pablo gets the ball, loops it all over the backfield, really went direct on this one. And, you know, Bousa puts his body in a way between him and the center back, and Bill Hart just makes a good slip and run right behind, settles it, squires low, across the goalkeeper. Puts it in the back of that, which, by the way, also, we praise Christo's goalkeeper. He made some amazing saves, especially the late in the second. I felt like that was any lesser of a goalkeeper. Richmond probably walks in the game 4-0. I know some fans are probably a little upset, probably the lack of chances missed. I know Nick Simmons had one missed as well that he's probably going to want back. But you got to give credit where credit is due. The goalkeeper pretty much stood his head. Made some really good saves, some really good opportunities there to build them out. Outside of that, Richmond's gameplay model for this game, I felt like it was the right gameplay model to do. They worked the ball around. They were trying to create opportunities. They were really – you saw a lot of overlapping runs on the right side, not too much build-up on the left side. We saw Maxi playing that left wing with Chris Cole. I'll call it like an inverted fullback. Because he was running in the back three. It was him, Dak, and Griffin Garnett. Fitch was able to overlap a little bit more over Maxi. Over Bill Hart, who was able to cut in, play like secondary forward there. Which is good to see. Once again, the play was a little bit sloppy, but like Darren said in his post-game interview, which, by the way, we had recorded, uploaded it, but it was too long in between him and Neil's interview, so I just ended recording, so I'll loop that into the end of this so you can listen to that. To Neil's recording, but if you go look at that partnership, Darren talked about it. It's a partnership they're looking forward to grow between Simon and Adrian, but also like a lot of the players, actually, and a lot of fans in the stands where you were pointing out about how sloppy some of the touches might have been, things of that nature. I know Darren mentioned it that, you know, the trip from Spokane really took a lot out of their legs, which is fair. Like, it's a short turnaround week. Normally, of a week like that where you're flying across the country to come back home, you kind of want like a full week to recover, might not have that rest. And also, the team's dealing with an injury bug. We saw it again, unfortunately, with Tony Pineda getting kind of chopped down right in front of the penalty box late in the game after he subbed on, I believe, from Maxi. But that's unfortunate. That's another injury that the Kickers are having to deal with right now. So they're kind of going through an injury bug crisis, something that this team hasn't, from my understanding, dealt with as heavy as it is right now because they're missing Emmy, Zhao, Neil, Guy, now Tony. I think it was one more Darren Lee in there. And these are some key spots, some players that, you know, he definitely have bolstered his team, bolstered his roster. But, you know, trust Darren, he can manage it, and he'll get in the best out of his players, like you said, with the youth players that are playing now. I want to take a moment just to shout out Griffin Garnett. The kid is playing amazing. He looked flawless. He looked like an absolute vet tonight. Did a good job of being physical, dealing with those headers. That's something I saw in the Spokane game that I was a little bit worried about. But he looked comfortable there, dealing with those headers, getting those crosses out. Didn't get necessarily beat, I don't remember so much for any particular play. And the partnership really between the back four, and in particular him, Dak, and Simon look particularly sided, look well communicated, probably did a good job coming up with some amazing saves off his line as well. So hats off to Griffin Garnett. Nick Simmons, y'all personally know I'm excited for him. as a Jamaican, getting to watch him out there, man, the kid really has something that I don't think I was impressed with. His hold up play is amazing as well. His burst of speed, it looks like when he gets into a pocket, he can run. And if you ever look at like someone that triple jumps, or actually say triple jumps, but like long jumps and that stride they have leading up to it, it looks like that, man. Like he covers twice the ground of some like adults. He did a good job with his hold up play. Once again, I think he wants that chance back. They said I looked at it, it was like very close, just a little bit, maybe push it too far wide. But that's unfortunate. That's, you know, here nor there. As those chances come, we'll probably get better at those. Overall, the rest of the game, I think all the other players did fine. I don't think there's any more performance that I'm too concerned with. I do think the Spokane game kind of plays a role into it. Like, once again, that fresh legs. Most of this team, outside of Chris Cole and Boussois, started against Spokane, which I'm pretty sure Darren wanted to do. Like, go with the same guys, play a kind of veteran-led group, go out there and have them lead the course and kind of take the air out of the game. We saw that. There was a period right after Richmond scored in the after the first half. Crystals looked to kind of be a little bit more aggressive. They had a couple of dangerous chances, but as Richmond kind of got their foot on the ball a little bit more, they took the air out of that and kind of killed the game off there. So, yeah, that's about it. So, once again, we'll know who our U.S. Open Cup opponent is, I believe, possibly Friday. Next round of games won't be till April 2nd and 3rd, so which works out perfect for me because that's my spring break. But we won't know who we're playing there. Odds are it might be an MLS next pro team, might be in USL Championship team. Hopefully it's a USL Championship team. Test ourselves out there. But now the attention shifts to Tormenta FC on Saturday, a game that's kind of a revenge game for a few guys on the roster, Boussois, Bill Hart, Neil, Pablo. So we'll see how the boys do there against that. I'm pretty sure it's a game that they'll be revved up to. Richmond and Tormenta both coming to this game, coming off of U.S. Open Cup wins. That wins an open season. I believe Tormenta, correct me if I'm wrong, is coming off of a draw. Yeah, they're coming off a draw because Madison Open Day lost, so they're below us in the table. Obviously, we had the loss in Spokane, but I believe we played better than Tormenta. But we have to make sure that we take advantage of the opportunity that presented to us. Richmond is going to stick with this possession system. And if they can get those clear chances and figure out when and where to be direct at, I think you can see this Richmond team kind of turn up. It's just, the style of play is a lot different from last year. You know, they seem to be able to turn it on when they want to go direct. They want to hold on to the ball, pull players out, recycle the ball, you know, not put themselves in dangerous situations. But yeah, it's a clean sheet. Let's move on. Let's get ready for Tormenta, a game that I'm pretty sure is always a fun matchup with them. We've had some good games against Tormenta. I will say, one of the things as we come into the league, we've had some good games and some good luck against. And hopefully that stays true. But yeah, as you can tell, I'm tired. So I'm going to let this clip from Neil play. And then that would be the I will let this clip from Neil play. I appreciate you guys for checking out the podcast. It was cool. You had me, Gabe, Chenier, Matt, Kate, all in the stadium covering the game in different aspects. So can't wait to see you guys Saturday. Come hang out at the tailgate with us. Tailgate's at 4:30. Yeah. I know it's going to be a little bit rain, but that shouldn't bother anything. And what up? With that being said, as always, up the roos, be easy, and be safe.
So, Neil, just to get started off, 1-0 win. Adrian gets his first goal here at City Stadium. Can you kind of talk about team performance tonight? Clean sheet at City Stadium, first one for Pablo.
Yeah, no, I would say we know the performance wasn't the best. I think Spokane was much better, and we deserve a better result. But we showed the character that this group has, and we showed the unity on the field. Tough moments, when some players maybe were not at their level, we were able to, with effort, with togetherness, to get through that and get a good result, clean sheet at home, and the first win of the season.
And as captain, you know, kind of helping along the new guys and things like that, seeing Griffin make a second start, seeing Nicholas come off of the bench and having a really positive performance in relief, you know, can you kind of talk about how they're growing up in front of your eyes from preseason to these first two games and how they're performing?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone that sees them play, you can see that they're very pleased with their performances, how they're evolving, their potential, their personality to play in big moments, in big games, like Griffin and Nick did, for example, this game in front of 5,000 people. Today, in another very good test. That's what the academy has to supply for us. Good players, quality players, and now that we have a couple of injuries, they stepped up and they did an amazing job. Yeah, very happy for them.
And in these first two games, you know, kind of getting used to, you've had all preseason to work with some new guys, especially up front. Can you kind of talk about the chemistry building that you've been going through with, like, Adrian and Arthur and all that, and just how it's translating on the field?
Yeah, of course, it's going to take time, and
we know that Crystals is playing in a low block today. You guys were trying to do your best to try to break them down. Was that kind of frustrating you guys in the first half, trying to break them down and create those clear opportunities going forward?
Yeah, I mean, again, playing against a lower league team and at home, we expect that. We expect them to stay in a low block, and I think in the way that we're playing, the possession-based style, a lot of teams hopefully are going to be in the low block and we're going to be the one dictating the tempo. So it's going to be up to us to find the spaces, find the advantages, and break them down. The quality sometimes wasn't there, but the ideas were there and we just got to that.
We know last season didn't end on the best note, but starting off the year here at home, getting the first win, how is it important mentally and psyche-wise, not only for you guys, but also the fans and the Red Army?
Yeah, I think it's massive. We're talking before the game. Looks like, you know, it's only an Open Cup game, which Open Cup is an amazing competition that the Kickers has history in. It looks like just, you know, a game, a Wednesday game, but the fans showed up, the club was there, and it was very important going up last season, starting on a good note at home, showing and sending a message to all the teams that are going to come at City Stadium that it's going to be a difficult place to play, and of course, giving back to the supporters that have been so loyal throughout the season last year.
And last thing, before you walked off, we saw you kind of introduce a team huddle. Obviously, I know you probably won't tell us what you said in that team huddle, but what was the overall vibe you was just giving to the players and talking to them about?
Pretty much what I said in the last answer, just reinforcing the fact that, again, it's been a long time since we won here in the city, that this was a very important win for us, for the team, for the supporters, for the club, and that even though the performance wasn't at the level that we expect, it was very important to get that first win.
What can you take away from today that excites you about Saturday against Toronto?
I think the fight, and if we're able to play like we played in Spokane, and of course compete and have the character in the fight that we showed today, which I think is going to be showing too. But if we can mix both, and we will, we should be very pleased with the result from Saturday. And
thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.